Nora Connolly, and I'm second generation Irish, brought up to think of Ireland as home, home in this case being the west of Ireland, Connemara. My story is called Gonzaga. I hope you enjoy it. Que he vuelto? Oh, Tommy, come on. I'm well, I'm fine. It was my cousin Erin phoning me from Connemara. I was in London. It was the same sky above us, though we were further apart than ever before because of the coronavirus situation. We laughed about how we'd learned to get our head round these new phrases like lockdown and social distancing and self-isolation. And if I hear the phrase unprecedented times again, I'll go nuts, I said. Well, it's isolated enough here in Rossmoke, and I figure it'll stay that way. No visitors, nobody renting the holiday cottages. Galway Festival cancelled. Oh, it's going to be a quiet summer, all right. Do you remember how it was when the hay was saved and our mammies and daddies would bundle us into the Gluchstone and drive all the way down to Salt Hill for a few days on the spree? Ah, it was great. Onion rings and butter burgers, chips, and that place with the slot machines, you know, you put a penny in it and it shunted back and forth to tip the money into the tray. Great gas altogether. And do you remember when you lost your first Holy Communion medal in the sand? I do. It was dreadful. I knew there'd be a ferocious fuss. We pray to St. Jude for to find it, says I. No, St. Jude is for lost causes. We pray to St. Anthony. He's the one that specialises in finding lost things. And he did. It was there all the time, pinned to me cardigan, which I'd left on the back seat of the car. You got away with it, so? I did indeed. Do you remember Uncle Pat went up to Dublin, one of the first to go to the Jesuit college, dedicated to St. Aloysius of Gonzaga? Yeah, well, I do, because I couldn't pronounce Aloysius. It came out something like, oh, licoricious. What a hoot. Trust you to be thinking about sweets. But listen here. Check up on old Aloysius. It only turns out he's the patron saint of plague victims, set out to be a priest, and whilst helping the sick and the suffering, he caught the plague himself. Died. 500 years ago. Died. 23 years of age. Isn't that tragic? Oh, that's awful sad. Gonzaga. Gonzaga, Northern Italy. Isn't it heartbreaking how so many people have died and died looking after the dying all over the world? If I've a few spare prayers going free tonight, I'll give them a go. You never know. I don't mind if it's a miracle or a vaccine. I just want it to be over and back to normal. I think you mean the new normal, Erin. She laughed. Well, take care. God bless. And yeah, here's to the new normal. And next time, let's try Skyping. Isn't that what they do nowadays? Slánagat or Slángavel? We are all victims of fate and reach out for comfort, whether from a piece of white heather, from a tinker woman on the street saying, good luck to you, ma'am, making the sign of the cross, or just crossing our fingers, lighting a candle or saying our prayers. And I was reminded of the words, to thee do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. Same sky, her in Connemara, me in London. But tonight, we'll give Aloysius a go, and next time, we'll Skype. This piece was recorded in London in May 2020. For more information about Green Curtain Theatre, please visit our website, www.irishinlondontheatre.co.uk.